Okay, well, we have a wonderful class tonight with beloved Saint Germain and Portia, the Chohans of the seventh ray, the violet flame, and his message is titled Safeguarding Our Spiritual Heritage and Rights Now. And our hostess tonight is beloved Dwayne Dabrowski from Mount Shasta. So take it away, Dwayne.
Thank you, beloved Barbara. Well, tonight we are honored to hear from our beloved Knight Commander Saint Germain, who comes to bless us with the infinite light of God. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had. Give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. Let us give together our mission and vision. I will read this mission and vision statement, see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite everyone to read the following prayer with me that you received in your invitations. Heather, in the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Saint Germain, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for your protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now we're going to, we will now sing together Song 98, Keep the Flame of Life. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email. And as we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God, lifting us up and invigorating us.
Keep the flame of life for every soul. Saint Germain will lead you to the goal. 2 million right decisions. His example for all time. Keep the flame ablaze within your heart. Portia's angels always do their part, and charity will guide you as you strive with grace sublime. Raise the with the gift of joy divine. Raise the violet flame, and in God's eye am made, and the earth shall be transformed into a star of generosity.
Thank you, Dwayne, for introducing everything. I appreciate your input. We'll go ahead now with the heart stream entitled Safeguarding Our Spiritual Heritage and Rights Now. It was originally given September 21st, 2022, so very current.
Beloved ones, I, Saint Germain, come early to take advantage of certain astrological cycles and to impart unto you my heart this morning, my radiance this day, God's light that shines through me on your behalf for the victory of freedom, the victory of divine jurisprudence, the victory of every man, woman, and child upon this earth and their divine inheritance and their divine right to live in the integrity of the light of freedom.
Now we're going to have question number one. What is divine jurisprudence? Answered by Geraldine. Take it away, Geraldine.
Okay. Jurisprudence is the science of law, the systematic knowledge of the laws, customs, and rights of men and women in a state of community to the due administration of justice. Now, what does Saint Germain mean by divine jurisprudence? Saint Germain refers to the universal laws of justice that oversee cycles of karma and the laws of cause and effect. These universal laws provide every man, woman, and child the opportunity to balance their karma through reincarnation and choosing the path of freedom and return to God. Divine jurisprudence acknowledges God as the supreme lawgiver. Within each soul, the mighty I Am presence in the higher Holy Christ self, Buddha self, is the supreme lawgiver. The law of karma is judged and assigned each soul The law of karma is judged and assigned each soul by the Lords of Karma and the Karmic Board. At the end of each embodiment, there is a life review. This is divine jurisprudence. Through taking responsibility for one's life and karma, and by making reparations, the individual soul has the opportunity to claim the divine inheritance and live a life of integrity on the path of soul freedom.
Thank you, dear Geraldine. That, That was very well researched. Now we'll go on with the heart stream.
You have been vouchsafed with a great, dynamic opportunity to live in the light of your presence through free will, experiencing the cosmos, the allness of God within and without, the light of every creature created by the Elohim. And there has been apportioned unto you equally from on high, from the Father, Mother, God, this opportunity to live in the light of that free will experience, to know who you are as a created son or daughter of the one eternal being who is the source of all. Dearest ones, God has given unto all this opportunity, which is sacred, inviolate, and cannot be stricken from the record and apportioned unequally toward any. For within the cosmos there is equal opportunity and equal justice under divine law. And all shall know this. And if any within the human context receive a greater justice or mercy than others, they shall receive what is correct, what is appropriate, what, dearest ones, is by cosmic law the true justice or mercy, either in the afterlife or the next life. None can decry what God has set in motion long, long ago, emanating from the seat of divine authority, this cosmic law of oneness, of beingness. And the law of karma is exacting. The law of the circle brings all to fruition in due time. And, dearest ones, though you live in the temporal world of illusion within 3D, a greater portion of each of you exists with God, coexists with your source, and the I Am presence that is the only true reality of who you are as that son, that daughter of the One.
And now, Lenore will answer, what is the law of the circle? Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay, thank you. Well, as far as researching, I wasn't able to find anything that was exactly stated or called the law of the circle. Yet, I have a few ideas from basically from this heart stream and just kind of meditating with Saint Germain. And the two directions that I went with that was, first of all, that God and all of God's creation is one being. So that unity field of beingness, which you could see as a circle, within that circle is God and all of life. Now, Saint Germain talks about, you know, the laws that were set in motion in the very beginning. Well, you know, we understand that to be the law of karma, and he was just speaking about that. So I envision that the law of the circle is all life with God under that umbrella of the law of the way the whole thing works. And that would be cause and effect, the law of karma. And then one more thing that I really loved was in a discourse that David gave not too long ago, when he's mentioned it a couple times really, about being in the center of the circle, if you of the unity field of beingness, if you are in the center, you are outside of duality and outside of causality. Being on the periphery of that circle is where, you know, everything happens and all the karma and the drama and so forth. So being in that center of the circle is really important. And that is, you know, when we're in our I am presence, when we're living in our presence, that's when we are in that point. So, Barbara, that's what I have come up with.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, we have a wonderful prayer in the yellow section, prayer to Lao Tzu. And one of the phrases within that prayer is, I remain in the center while all around me swirls. So that's what you were talking about being in the center where everything is still. And then it's out on the perimeter, on the fringe, is where all the yin and yang and up and down stuff happens. But when you remain in the center, in the heart of God, you are in total stillness in the center of the, you said, like you said, the field of beingness. So great stuff. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll go on with the heart stream now.
Of late, there have been many examples of sovereigns, of governments, of various leaders attempting to take from the sons and daughters of God, the citizens of their nations, these opportunities, these freedoms, these divine liberties. And, dearest ones, these are the true injustices of this time. These are the true inequities that we see from our realms as being antithetical to what is the way, the truth, and the life of the virtuous ones and those who simply desire to live untouched by overbearing dictators and the tyranny of the not-self ones who ply their trades with secrecy and with vanity and with the demographics of darkness and the dialectics of the devil himself. Blessed ones, during this event, you have heard one and you will hear two more speak through their own research on these topics, giving unto you a foundational understanding of what America and what all countries should be reverent toward in terms of cosmic law and the opportunities to live in the light of freedom always. For, blessed ones, this is the natural state that God created you all within. This is the high ideal set forth for America by its founding members over 270 years ago. And, blessed ones, it is time that more stand firm in their resolve to safeguard these freedoms, these divine liberties, these ways and means of expressing one's own self in alignment with this cosmic law and these divine principles. And you, as initiates, are those who stand for truth, who stand for divine reason, who stand for the new era wherein all shall live as one in a sacred tryst of brother's sisterhood in the Aquarian way that Portia and I beam forth, ray forth unto all of civilization upon earth and beyond.
And now Sharon will answer, how can we safeguard divine liberties? Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Thank you, Barb. We must learn to serve. We have to become involved in the community and learn what is going on. Vote. We must vote and pray for discernment and listen. Speak up and speak out when appropriate. Check out your local representatives. Check their histories. What do they stand for, especially those who are running for election now? Do not be swayed by an easy smile or a pretty face. research and know them. Get to know who they really are. People will tell you who they are if you really listen. Vote again, vote, vote, pray, and teach your children to do the same. Talk to the children about integrity and talk to them about God, government for the people and by the people and divine oneness. Again, pray, meditate, listen, and serve to safeguard our divine liberties. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Very lovely. Now let's go ahead with Saint Germain's message.
Blessed ones, the truth, the way, and the life of the Christ is our divine example. For he was just toward all and merciful toward all. And that justice and that mercy flash forth through his being, calling the dark ones unto a change, a transformation, and calling those who were the sweet and humble and reverent ones toward their true nobility and spirit, even teaching everyone how the Christ light flashed forth from their own hearts and was the way shower for their own being toward their godhood, toward their Christhood, toward their divine estate. Precious ones, America is imperiled in this hour. Her people are bowed down by the weight of overtaxation and the non-representation that should be there of ones who truly are the noble leaders, the servant leaders, the shepherds of their constituents. Yet many have gone to Washington, which you have called the swamp, simply to gain greater power, and the evil that is manifest there is a great one, dearest hearts, and must be counteracted by the positivity of your I Am presence, your Christhood, your very being in God. It must be countermanded by the voice of the One, the Logos himself, who lives within the Word and the words that you speak reverently, holily, in the I Am name. Affirming that truth, affirming that divine reason, affirming what is valid and noble and great in the eyes of our God.
And now I will answer, how can we counteract the swamp in Washington, D.C.? Well, Saint Germain gave the answer right here in the message. He said, by the positivity of your I Am presence. So we must stay positive, and our very presence changes the equation wherever we are, wherever we go. Have you ever noticed that when you walk into a room with full of people, the energy changes just by you being there? And we have that power to affect change by being involved at the local level, like Sharon was talking about, learning about what your representatives, your senators, what your legislators' views are, and pay attention to how they vote on bills and things like that. Because they might tell you one thing in their campaign advertising, but you have to watch what they do. By their fruits ye shall know them. So we can counteract that swamp by holding them to account. And when they do things that do not represent their constituents, send them an email, write them a letter, make a phone call to their office. It only takes a couple of minutes. And let them know what you think and that your views are not being represented by what they have done. Or if they've done something that you do agree with and that you think is a good thing for your locale and for this nation, tell them so. They probably don't get congratulated often enough. We're very lucky here where we live in Texas. Our particular local representative is very pro-life and is very positive-minded, and he really listens. I've been to a town hall that he had, and he stayed late and answered questions because we really wanted to know, and he wanted to engage with us. It was really great. But not everybody is like that. But we can ensure that we have better representatives by reading the campaign literature. Get to know who's representing you on your school boards and in your county. Find out what views the local judges have. I mean, it takes a little homework, but this is supposed to be a participatory government. That's one of the responsibilities and privileges of being a citizen, is to pay attention to what's going on. The reason we're in this pickle that we're in now is because a lot of people have left the governing up to the political class and have not been involved, have not held people to account, have not insisted on real representation. And so the ruthless and the greedy and the narcissistic and the self-centered have taken over a lot of things. So if we want that to change, we got to tell them, and we got to stay on top of it too. So anyway, that's my little rant on that subject. Now we'll continue with the heart stream.
You have representatives whose only desire is greater power over the lives of others. And these you have seen of late transforming an entire society by their decisions, by their constraints upon your freedoms, your sacred liberties. This must stop. And anyone who has the salt of life within them burning brightly must speak out, even if in secret, to their own God presence, to decry this inanity, this insanity, this satanic way of control and of evil. Blessed ones, in the I Am name, you flash forth the light of the Logos to indeed countermand these decrees, these dictates, these edicts of evil. And we are there supporting your words, supporting your works, supporting your daily efforts to safeguard this divine inheritance and these divine rights.
Now we had a question, why are daily decree sessions important? And Maria was supposed to answer this one, and she unfortunately can't get a good connection on her phone, and so this question is open. So I'm going to toss this out there, and anyone who would like to make a comment from your own perspective on why you think daily decree sessions are important, just tap your microphone or press *6 if you're on your telephone and speak up.
Okay, it's Joanne. I'm going to speak up.
Great. Take it away, Joanne.
All right. It's a divine connection to God and to the heavenly host. It is a holy communion that supports, protects, nurtures, strengthens, and fortifies us so we can do this holy work for ourselves, our families, our friends, our nations, and the world. And it recharges our batteries so we could do that, this work. That's what I have.
Great. Thank you so much. Anyone else that have something to say on this topic? Well, I had a little something. It's like maintaining a garden. You can't just put the seeds in the dirt and then go on about your business and never tend the garden. You've got to put regular involvement into it so that the garden will thrive. You've got to weed it and thin it and water it and fertilize it and all kinds of things to ensure that you will get a good crop. And any project is like that, and decree work, like Joanne said, it's important to recharge our spiritual batteries on a regular basis. And also, the masters, they need our help to accomplish things here in the physical plane. So the more we engage with the masters and the angels, the more things will happen to bring about change and to bring in Saint Germain's great golden crystal age that we all desire and anticipate with great fervor. So, and it's wonderful, wonderful work, but it is work. So you have to make the decision to do it. And as long as you do a little bit every day, your garden keeps growing. Now we'll go on with Saint Germain's message.
Yes, blessed ones, we of the Great White Brotherhood stand firm for America and the original vision of George Washington and many who founded this nation in liberty and justice, leaving a legacy for you all to live within in that integrity of the I Am way of life. And any who decry America and live within its shores should indeed be humbled before these great ones who now many ascended efforts of initiates to move America forward into the new era with a greater understanding of the historical context and a greater empowerment to allow everyone to live in that sacred tryst of brother sisterhood, unencumbered by any laws and dictates that are binding of their soul, of their personhood, of their divine identity. Yes, dearest ones, we would say that there is big government, big pharma, big media, big banking, and big brother attempting to control every aspect of your lives. And this is not the way of truth, of honor, and of divine justice. When you understand that through humility you gain, through the largesse of your heart, access to the greatest divine gifts and the sacred energies of spirit to ply your trade with love, with reverence toward all, with compassion in everything that you do, then you understand that no government, no dictator can truly take away those rights, for you live within that I Am light. Your heart beats, empowered by God, to be a true son or daughter. And the individual noblesse oblige of you who are enlightened is necessary to enter into and to understand in order to give and to share your understanding, the truths that you know, the ways that you live within, in order to benefit all life. With this great light, with this great presence that you understand because you feel it, you know it, you have determined to be it. Yes, blessed ones, it is a time for transformational change in America as many more are awakening and then speak forth the light of truth, unafraid of the results of their actions and these words. And some have done so, and though they have borne the onslaught of darkness and the attacks of the evil ones, They are your true heroes and heroines. They, within the medical profession, who understand the nuances of divine law within nature, embedded by God long ago in the world at large, live for your true freedom of health, of well-being, and those who understand these dynamics will not be pressured to do that which they know is antithetical to the true longevity of life of the virtuous ones, the sons and daughters of God, who are under their care at their request. You have seen some of your courageous leaders, like Rand Paul, speaking into the very teeth of the great liar of this time, who I will not name to even give him an ounce of authority. And, dearest ones, he continues the barrage of light to countermand the darkness issued forth from various so-called health institutions that have actually created the great pandemic that you know is based on not true science, but the anti-science of evil. Oh, blessed ones, we could speak for hours on what we know and what we see from our realms as that which is true, that humanity has not embraced yet. Yet you have embraced it. You understand it. You reason with us for the glory of God to manifest within your realm. And so it is day after day as you invest your energies in these services, in these dynamic decree sessions and meditations on light. And if you could see the upsurge of that light through your common efforts, through your collective disciplines, dearest ones, you would see how we value what you do, how we rely on each of you each day, making those calls, being the light where you live, move and have your being, studying diligently, and then reverently calling upon the Lord to come forth with his angels and sacred fire elements to coalesce within the earth that light to make that difference. You know this divine science as an alchemy of love. You understand your presence and its power and its divine authority to command all in the I Am name. This I have taught the I Am students for decades, dearest ones, and many more are awakening, even within Christendom too, the power of the I Am name, given unto Moses long ago on the mountain.
And now, Dwin will answer, what does Saint Germain mean by the alchemy of love? Go ahead, Dwin.
Well, Saint Germain says, my sacred formula for world transmutation begins with love. It ends with love. And the very center of this, of the flame of eternal love. And it's within the very center of the flame of eternal love. And therefore, you must begin every experiment that you desire to be successful on your knees before God in love with your presence, whereby you submit all to that eternal science of the spirit through which there is the ennoblement of the soul through integrity, through that which you offer in service. He says, it is only when there is the supreme understanding of your source that each and every avenue will be open for you and the success of your alchemy may manifest. Truly, the grace of God is in the eye of the beholder who sees clearly that which may manifest through a heart apprised of this formula and beating in unison with the Creator. He says, would you be co-creators with me, I ask? If you so choose, it will mean from this day forward, your every thought, your every emotion, and your every movement will be seen as that as one that is in unison with the holy purposes of God, that which you emanate. If you would be God's will be clear and true and sure of its efforts upon life, of its course, and of all that flows through the model that you represent as the one through whom the science of being occurs. And our thoughts, emotions, and movements are one that is in unison with the holy purposes of God. So holding the perfect vision, and it's just keeping the harmony and seeing the truth, drawing it forth, and absolute divine love at all costs.
Thank you, Dwyn. You're kind of trailing off there. Did you have everything? Did you have anything else to say?
I think that was it.
I think that was it. Okay. Thank you very much for your deep thoughts and your heart-centered perceptions. Now we have a little bit left of the heart stream. Go ahead, Philip.
Yes, blessed ones, it is time for a new victorious cycle of light to be affirmed and brought forth for the victory of everyone to live in the light of freedom. And as you flash it forth through your being integrated in God, so it does manifest in reality. And it is only a matter of human time and space before it is fully manifest, for in the etheric worlds of light, it already is complete and rich in that spiritual fire. And your job is to simply feel it, know it, and reintegrate it within all of life each day as you walk upon this earth, head held high, heart beaming with light, smiling with the authority of a true son or daughter of God, knowing who you are and being a starfire essence of the presence each day. Yes, I come early in order to give you that cosmic boost for your sessions, for your prayer work, and for the revelations that Ken and Audrey will share with you soon. And dearest ones, we thank them and Sharon for the work that they have done. If you take these understandings, make them real and share them with any who are open to receiving these nuances of truth, the enlightenment that will come may just be the difference here and there in your local lives and even on a national scale to tip the balance toward the light and to awaken many more to the truth of this era. Now I bring from the cosmic councils of light a dispensation of fire that if you will give 20 minutes of solid violet fire prayers, decrees, or songs each day in a concentrated way, committed toward the light of freedom for America and the world, for a 99-day cycle without missing a beat, I will receive even greater dispensations at the end of this time period for the salvation of this nation and her people, for the removal from office of many, as you heard yesterday, who are the evil ones.
I just wanted to let you know that is through December the 25th, through Christmas of this year.
And there will be a great action of sacred fire come November and beyond, whereby the turning of worlds will occur and the darkness will be pushed back, and the light shall flash forth, and the vision of George Washington will occur in its reality, where America resurrected in the light shall beam forth those rays of cosmic glory to again be a beacon of hope and freedom and justice for a world in turmoil.
And at this time, now, Donna is going to tell about the vision of George Washington that Saint Germain is speaking about.
Anthony Sherman, in his 90s, gave information about Washington concerning his vision that Washington had relayed to Anthony in the winter of 1777 at Valley Forge, when there was snow and the men were worn out, cold, hungry, and men were deserting. Washington often went to the thicket to pray. Now I'm quoting what Washington said to Anthony. I had been in my apartment at my desk preparing a dispatch. Something in the apartment seemed to disturb me. Looking up, I beheld standing opposite me a female being. I was astonished because I had told the people that I did not want to be disturbed. I found it difficult to inquire about the reason for her presence. I repeated a question four times, but received no answer, except a slight raising of her eyes. I would have risen, but found myself as though I had been paralyzed. All I could do was gaze steadily at the unknown visitor. The atmosphere seemed to fill with sensations and became luminous. The visitor seemed to become more airy and yet more distant in my sight than before. I began to feel as though I was dying. I felt sensation that I had imagined before what it would be like to die. And I did not think, reason, or even move. All were like impossible. I was only conscious of gazing at my companion. Presently, I heard a voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As she spoke, she extended her arms eastward and now beheld a heavy white vapor rising fold and upon fold. This slowly dissipated, and I saw a strange scene. Before me lay all the countries of the world, Europe, Asia, Africa, America. I saw rolling and tossing between Europe and America, the billows of the Atlantic, and between Asia and America, I saw the Pacific. Again, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." Then a dark, shadowy being, like the angel floating in midair between Europe and America, dipping water out of the ocean and the hollow of his hand, he sprinkled some upon Europe and America, and then with his right hand, while with his left hand he cast some over Europe. Immediately a cloud arose and countries and joined the mid-ocean, for a while remaining stationary, then moving slowly westward until it enveloped America, murky folds, sharp flashes of lightning. I saw then. I heard groans and cries at American people. A second time, the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled before the dark cloud, drawn back to the ocean, then sank from view. A third time, the mysterious voice said, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." I cast my eyes upon America and behold villages, towns, cities spring up until whole land from the Atlantic to Pacific was dotted with them. Again, the voice said, "Son of the Republic, the end of the century comes. Look and learn." This time the dark shadow angel forced southward from Africa. I saw ill-opened specter approached the land. It fitted slowly over heavily over every town and city. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle against each other. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on where rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union. He was bearing the American flag. He placed the flag between divided nations and said, "Remember, you are brethren." Instantly, the inhabitants, casting down their weapons, became friends and once again united around the national standard. again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." At this dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet to his mouth, blew three distinct blasts, and then taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled Europe, Asia, Africa. Then I saw a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose thick black clouds joined into one. Throughout this mass, there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men. These men moving with cloud marched by land and sailed by sea to America, which country was enveloped in the volume of the cloud. These vast armies devastate the whole country, villages, towns, cities, which I had seen spring up. I heard the thundering of the cannon and clashing of the swords, shouts and cries, millions of mortal combat. I again heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." When the voice ceased, the dark shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long, fearful blast. Instantly a light as a thousand suns shone from above and broke in fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other descended from heaven, attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again, closed together broken ranks and renewed the battle. Again, amid the noise and the conflict, I heard the voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." As the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly, the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies I had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more, I saw the villages and towns, cities spring up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain in the heavens, send down dew upon the earth. So long shall the Union last." And taking from his brow the crown which blazed the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while the people, kneeling down, said, "Amen." Son of the Republic, these great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful for her is the third. But the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and Union. And of course, these wars were the War of Independence, the Civil War, and now. Thank you.
Wow, that was quite a dramatic reading. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is a true story of George Washington's vision that he had when he was apparently at Valley Forge. And it inspired him enough to overcome great obstacles to keep on keeping on. And here we are, basically in the midst of the third peril, and our task is to pray and pray for that angel of union and that spirit of victory to cleanse our land, strengthen our people, and help us to bring us to a full restoration of our constitutional republic here in the United States of America. Thank you very much, Donna. There's a little bit left now of the heart stream as Saint Germain bids farewell.
Do you believe this opportunity before you to make these transformational changes, dearest ones, in the world at large?
Yes.
Then ply your trade with joy, with reverence and holiness. Be at these sessions whenever you possibly can, unless some other seemingly more important opportunity presents itself. Make that commitment to arise early, to go to bed earlier, and to be within your seat, the seat of authority of an I Am presence, of a heart of fire, to be that initiate, invoking the word, emanating the light, and truing the earth toward its divine destiny in freedom eternally. I am your Saint Germain. My love is ever present. My light is available. And Portia and I are with you every step of the way toward the fulfillment of your divine dream, your cosmic aspirations to be free as an ascended one. Thank you for your patience, your understanding, your listening ear, and your great love.
Thank you, beloved Saint Germain, for being with us tonight and for giving these inspiring words to lift us up and help us to face this third peril, to counteract the swamp from Washington, D.C., to safeguard our divine liberties, and to totally immerse ourselves in the alchemy of love. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for being with us, dear heart friends.